Let's go with passages that people are passionate about. And if you're here today for the first time, I'm Pastor Gary. Good morning. Good to see you today. I usually talk a lot louder, and I'm very animated. And so certainly if today's your first time, come back and give me another shake. Amen. Would you do that? Come on. Come on. Give me another shake when I feel better. I'd do the same for you. Amen. Come on. We've been talking about passages that people are passionate about. And we've looked at the Lord's Prayer. Last week we looked at Hebrews chapter 11. Today, the fruit of the Spirit. I love this passage. Let's look at it and read it together. Let's go ahead, Raj. Let's see what we got there. Buddy, thank you for being back there. Would you read these verses out loud with me, please? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. That's a great passage to memorize. These fruit of the Spirit. And what I've discovered over the years is, you'll see a little bit later, there's another favorite passage of mine. It's in Acts chapter 2, when the church was birthed. And I think this one and Acts chapter 2 go together. That's just my personal opinion. We get to see Ephesians, Galatians, and the fruit of the Spirit in action over in Acts chapter 2. But we also get to see it in action in us. Amen? But let's just look at the fruit of the Spirit this morning. One of my favorite passages. And I'll tell you what, the fruit of the Spirit is something you can't fake. You can fake church. You can fake being whatever. But you can't fake the fruit of the Spirit. Now, you can try to pick a couple out and fake it. But, buddy, to have the package, you ain't faking it. Okay? Come on. And by the way, I'm not faking not feeling well right now. You understand what I'm saying? Here we go. This is real. Here we go. Real. Here's what the word real means. These are my words up here. You know, ready. Go ahead. Expectant. Authentic. And loving. Say that with me. Ready. Expectant. Authentic. And what? One more time. Ready. Expectant. Authentic. And loving. To be real is to be ready. Heart and arms and hands wide open to receive. To receive what God has for you, but also to receive others. But to be ready for that. Okay? To be real, you need to be ready. God, I need your help. I need you in my life. I don't want to be a fake and a fraud and a scam. I want to do a good job for you. Fill me, Lord. Expectant. Full of what? Hope and what? Confidence. Okay? Authentic, say that with me. True, readable, relatable. See, the fruit of the Spirit is going to make you real. It's going to make me and you real to others. You listening to me this morning? Amen. So, authentic, true, readable, relatable, that's absolutely huge. And then loving, say that with me. Serving, caring, and sharing. Now, Rod, just hold that screen there for a minute. I just want you to look at that. Real. I just want you to let that settle in. What is real? That's pretty good, isn't it? Come on, look at that. Real. I'm ready. I've got my heart, arms, and hands wide open to you, Lord. I'm expectant. I'm full of hope and confidence. Why? Because I'm a great guy? No, because you're a great God. Because your word is true. You know, you love me. You're going to fill me. You're going to help me in my life. Authentic. Help me, Lord, to be true. And Lord, I want to be readable. I want people to be able to see you in me. The fruit of the Spirit, please, Lord, make me readable. And then relatable to people. And God will work through you. All of us have a story. All of us are uniquely positioned to be a blessing to others. And then loving, serving, caring, and what? Sharing. I want to be very loving. Amen. God, so work in me. You see why you're going to have a hard time faking this one? Yes or no? That's pretty rough. I mean, that's pretty hard to do right there. So God says, well, you can't fake it. And because of the Holy Spirit of the living God, I'm in you. I'm dwelling in you. And I'm going to show forth in you. And this is what He does. So what does real look like? What does real look like? Say it with me again. Read those scriptures. Here's what real looks like. Would you read it with me? Come on. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no lost. So y'all all right so far? Hey, we made it about 7-8 minutes now. We're doing pretty good. Amen. Here we go. I'm sure glad we got stools. Amen. Come on. And we're not going to go into great detail. I'm just going to share a few thoughts with you. Love, love, love. The word love means sacrifice. It means sacrificial. Okay? And God wants you to be this way. This is God's plan for your life. Selfishness is not God's plan for your life. Did you hear me? Being ugly, mean, rude, it means a snake, is not God's plan for your life. Are you listening to me? Say, sacrificial, giving of yourselves to other people. That's God's plan for your life. Now, I put this up here, not scratchy. What do I mean by that? Love sacrifices. Love does not say, Spirit of God, love does not say, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Okay, listen, you didn't have to scratch Jesus' back, so don't make other people scratch your back. You understand what I'm saying this morning? Love is what? It's sacrificial. You want to be real? You want to be the real deal for God? Then sacrifice. And you could be like me, stingy as a day is long. Well, that's why you need the Spirit of God. Amen? And boy, when you're stingy like me, and then the Lord can help you love and give and be sacrificing, you know there's a God in heaven. Amen? That's what my mother used to tell me. She would say, you're so stingy. I mean, that wasn't, you know, she told me that right through my teenage years of my young adult life. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't as a little boy. I mean, I was stingy. But love. So, let's look at this one. So, love. Joy. What is joy? Now, this is sort of a technical definition. It's the abiding presence of God. Say that with me. It's the abiding presence of God. I can be joyful regardless of the situation. Doesn't mean I like it. This is from the Spirit of the living God. Amen? I can be joyful because God lives in my house. See, that's how I say it. That's how I say it, Southern way. What is joy? It's knowing God lives where? In my house. What house? Right here. Though the gates of hell shall come against me, they're not going to prevail. I am more than a conqueror through Him who loves me. Greater is He that's in who? Than he that's in the what? See, that's joy. God lives where? In my what? So get behind me, Satan. Are you seeing how this works or not? The fruit of the Spirit. You can't fake this, man. I'm telling you, this is a toughie. It's a tough list to try to duplicate. Amen? But it's from God. God gives you this. Peace. Wow. Peace with God. To be able to have peace with God because of Jesus Christ. My sins are forgiven. They're forgotten for how long? Forever. You're listening today. God commended His love toward me, and while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. It's incredible. Peace. I have peace with God. I'm forgiven, forgotten, forever. Say that with me. I'm forgiven. It's forgotten for peace. 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 Peace I give to you, Jesus says. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. No, 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 no. This is a special thing that God gives you. Amen. How many would say, Pastor, I was really screwed up. I had no peace in my life, really, until Christ came in. And it might have took a while, but He's helped me. Amen. And now I have the peace of God that passes what? All understanding. That will keep your heart and your what? Your mind. I'm telling you, incredible. This comes from God. Peace, peace. Wow, here's a granddaddy right here. How about this one? Long suffering. This is the fruit of the Spirit. One of my favorite passages. The fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long suffering. Long suffering is enduring with patience the what? The unendurable. Long-suffering, going the extra mile for folks, and caring, and you know, and not always getting all upset. How do you do that? You know, to bear up with a what? when stuff happens and it isn't pleasant, or people aren't pleasant, well, God has us on this planet for a reason. We're to be salt and light. What kind of light are you, salt are you, if you just, you know, have no patience with people and you don't suffer long? Nothing more beautiful than to see somebody that's struggling that'll shine those pearly whites at you. Amen? Come on. And God will help you do that. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's pretty hard to fake your way through this list. You hear me today? Long-suffering, Lord. And we live in America. Can we thank God we live in America today? Come on. I mean, we've suffered some, but I'm telling you guys, we don't really know maybe what suffering is and to the extent that God's grace is sufficient. You know, it's incredible. Maybe some of you have suffered, not minimizing that. My point is that God is faithful. His Spirit indwells us, and we have the fruit of the Spirit that He relates with our spirit, that He is with us. And see, I can be long-suffering. How do I know I'm a Christian? Because I'm long-suffering, because I don't want to choke people. You understand? Sure. But God, the Holy Spirit, directs me otherwise. Amen? Say, hey, congrats on the big game Friday night. You know, I thought of choking people. It made me think of that team. I'm so glad y'all choked them. And the Lemon Bay won a big game the other night. We're not expected to win. Have never beaten that team, I don't think, ever. And sort of a powerhouse, the big-time running back. Is that true? And y'all won the game. That's incredible. And I wasn't there. I wanted to be. I was sick, but I wanted to be with you. Buddy, I was there. I'm telling you right now, I was there in spirit. I was praying for you guys, and I was so ticked off that I couldn't be there. But I was long-suffering because of Jesus. But I sure am glad y'all took it to them. Amen? Come on. You can hurt people in football. It's okay. Here we go. Gentleness. Gentleness. We're talking fruit of the Spirit. Gentleness. It's a respectful what? Kindness. Now, I can't help but say it. I've been a Christian for quite a while now and done church since I was 16 and been involved in the leadership of it since probably about 16, 17 years of age. Work with a lot of people, and sometimes the meanest folks are Christian folk. Y'all listening? Okay? I'm telling you. Or Christian folks so-called. I want to be a Spirit-filled Christian. Say that with me. I want to be a Spirit-filled Christian. I want to be gentle. That's not my nature. My nature is not to be gentle. I have a totally other nature. I don't know where you're at on the page. Some of you are just nice. And you're just nice. Some of us aren't. And we need help. Amen? And some of us are rough, and we're tough, and we're tumbling. And that's the way we do. And, well, that's where God, the Holy Spirit, says, boy, you got it. You need me. Amen? A respectful kindness. Now, this, again, my language here. What's that mean? Not rude or mean as a snake. Amen? Holy Spirit, the living God. And when you see that you are that way, God, change me. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not what? Sin against you. Your word's a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. Please, God, show me my darkness. Show me that I'm rude. Show me that I'm mean. Show me that I'm just not nice. That might sound crazy, but why wouldn't you want to change? Amen? Say. Why wouldn't you want to be salt and light and a blessing? I'm not saying a pushover. No, these aren't pushover things. These are things to take your personality and make you uniquely you, filled with the Spirit. And that's what we need on this planet. We don't need little clones, but we do need all of us with our own personalities, our uniqueness, filled with His Spirit. And all of a sudden, now we've got a winning team. And something good is going on. Amen? So, gentleness. We're just walking through here. Goodness. Goodness. Do you think these will hurt anybody? Yes or no? You think this list is pretty cool? Say, come on. Yeah, it says pretty cool. Goodness. What does that mean? Caring and sharing. These are just common little words we put up here. We could get deep. We're getting deep. Okay? Come on. Here we go. Goodness to me means this, going the extra mile for folks. Say that with me. Going the extra mile for folks. When I say good, somebody is good, do you think of somebody that comes to your mind? Somebody that's going the extra mile for you. Say, you thinking of somebody like that? Somebody went the extra mile for me. I just love people like that. Isn't that nice? People like that that just go out of their way. Whatever. Did they have to? No. But they did it because of the Spirit of the living God. I want to be that kind of person. I want to go the extra mile. People come and see me. Not bragging, but I'm saying people will come and see me for counseling, and I'll sit with them when I feel good, all right? How many have ever met me? Met me for lunch or met me in my office or something like that? Okay? All over the building? Okay? The point is that people marvel that I'll spend time with you. Hour, hour and a half. Plus, I talk a lot. And, you know, if you've got a need, if you've got a problem, I'm filled with the Spirit. Why wouldn't I go the extra mile for you? And why wouldn't I show kindness to you? Do you understand that? Yes or no? But you're a pastor. You're so busy. Listen, I'm a child of the living God. I'm filled with His Spirit. I'm no different than you are. You need to go the extra mile for folk. I need to go the extra mile for folk. If people have a need, we'll meet that need. We'll work with them. We care. Amen. Say, who, me? No, the old me would have said, get out. The old me would have said, I don't have time for you or church. You know what I'm saying? But the new me, the new man in Christ, gentle. And I keep working on. This is something I need to work on in my flesh, but also I certainly need to be filled with the Spirit to accomplish this in my life. But I've got to be willing. Faith, God is in control. How you like that one? Say, of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit, to know no matter what's happening in your life, God is what? He's in control. And guys, this isn't like church made up stuff. You know, oh, God is in control. This is from the, see, I can't do that for you. I can have faith. I can try to promote faith. I can try to talk about faith. But at the end of the day, when you're struggling and when your butt's in the sling, it's going to require you having faith. And where does that come from? Somebody tell me. The Spirit. The Spirit of the living God gives me faith to know that He's in control. And boy, I've had to do that a lot in my life. Had to rely on Him to know that He's in control. He guided us through this whole building process. Remember all the years, say? At the high school, people marvel 12 and a half years ago because we had what? Faith. That God was in control. Didn't mean I didn't struggle. I struggled a lot. Didn't mean I didn't doubt. I doubted Him a lot. But His Spirit working in me and working in us, we can see how faith accomplished amazing things. Faith to me is just the way I say it like this. I believe God what? One more time. I believe God what? Period. Period. At the end of the day, if it comes down to what you say or what God says, I'm going to go with God. Jeremy, I believe God, period. I've lived long enough now to see man be an absolute fool and God's word absolutely true. Okay, you'd think the longer we live, the smarter scientist would get. I mean, I've lived a long time now. I mean, not as long as some of you, but I've been around. And the fact of the matter is, I'm going to tell you what. The longer I live, the more I'm convinced that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And I don't, yeah, thank the Lord. Come on, you ought to thank Him this morning. You know? And the longer I live, the more I'm convinced, even with this little struggle I'm going through right now, I'm convinced that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I didn't know an esophagus could burn a nerve ending and tell your brain you can't breathe. But God created me like that. And I'm glad I found out I got a problem maybe before it gets to be cancer. You know what I'm saying? That's a good God. That's a good God. Yeah, because when you can't breathe, you'd be like, yeah, you want to know something, amen? Okay, even guys like me that don't want to go to the doctor will go then, amen? So God's just a great God. Amen? I believe God what? I believe God what? Come on, say that with me. I believe God. I believe God. Period. Period. You'd be surprised. You do that, your life will absolutely change. And God, the Holy Spirit, wants you to have absolute confidence in Him. Trust in Him. He wants you to be that kind of person. Real. You can't even get off the R. Real. Ready. You can't even be, if you're not believing Him. It's the key that opens everything. Faith. Faith. Meekness. Why the picture of a horse? Well, because meekness is not weakness. Meekness is strength under what? How many remember the movie? It's not like the best movie maybe, but remember the movie years ago? Now, some of you are too young. The movie Billy Jack. How many remember that movie Billy Jack? Now, I'm going to stand up for this one. That guy was calm, wasn't he? And very calmly, he said, was it left foot or right foot? Okay, right foot on the left side of the face. I'm going to take this right foot very calmly. It was a real corrupt sheriff, politician, and this guy, just a regular Joe named Billy Jack. He said, I'm going to take, no, he wasn't from North Carolina, but I wish he was. I'm going to take this right foot, he said, I'm going to put it on the left side of your face. And there in a blank thing you can do about it. And the guy looks at him, and he's very calm. He looks at him and says, really? And he says, really? Poof, he's down. I don't know where I get these thoughts from, but anyway. Just strength under control. How many going to go try to find that old movie Billy Jack now? You go find that thing. That's a good movie. We did that in the office, a few years ago, Raj? We were all laughing. Now, that's back in the day. Like I said, Danny, it's got some little rough, but I think you'll like it. Go ahead and get it. Here we go. Strength under control, meekness. That means don't be just flying off the handle. I can, I'm strong. It might appear that I'm weak, but no. That's God helping me not knock you out. Amen? Meekness. Strength under control. Watching your mouth. Wanting to fly off the handle. Because they deserve it, right? Wanting to hit them back because they deserve it, right? And God says, I'm in your life. See, you can't fake this, guys. Do you understand? This reserved, kindness to show to people that don't even deserve it. Meekness. Strength under control. But this is a big thing right here, meekness. I mean, this can Satan's coming against you. Temptation, whatever. Strength under what? Things that are wrong to do. And you can keep your strength. Keep your wits about you. How does that happen? The spirit of what? Yeah, absolutely. So often the Spirit of God has been equated today to flopping on the floor like a chicken, running around the church acting crazy. Yeah! Listen to me. This did you see any of that up here in the fruit of the Spirit? Yes or no? Did you see that in the fruit of the Spirit? We didn't, did we? This is everyday living and changing us. That's what I want. Amen? Because I can fake some things. I can't fake this one. Meekness. Meekness ain't what? One more time. Meekness ain't what? Say Billy Jack. Okay, there you go. You got it. You got it. There we go. Come on. I'm not saying go kick somebody in the face or nothing. Okay, but anyway. Temperance. Wow. Oh, Rod, you put that. What's that? Some alcohol in that glass? Or is that Diet Coke, which I shouldn't be drinking anymore? Either way, I got to have some self-control. So do you. Amen? Say. Self-control. Temperance is self-control. It's not out of control what? One more. Say it with me. Not out of control. One more time. Not out of control. People look at us as Christians and we're, hey, part of me, I don't want to be any different than a non-believer. I don't want to be. I want to be real just like they are. But unfortunately, so many times they look at us and our lives are totally out of control. Our living's out of control. We say we love God, we live for God, but we're living like the devil. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? We're a wreck, we're a mess, make horrible choices, horrible decisions, you know? And we're just no different whatsoever. You know why? Because the Spirit of God ain't in us. When He's in you, He will help you with your out of control what? How many would, as a testimony, no, you're not perfect. I'm not. We know that. We struggle. But how many would say, because of the Spirit of the living God in your life, He has helped you get your crazy, out of control, living under control. Can I see your hands? Come, can we thank Him for that this morning? Come on! Man! That's the Spirit of God. Amen? The Spirit of the living God. Temperance. Now, we could say a lot more about all the fruit of the Spirit. We could take a whole message on each one of them, guys. We're just talking about favorite passages in the Bible. Another little acrostic we did read a little bit other. This is one you might know. Joy. Jesus. Others. And you. Now, stop right there 1 second. We went over the Ten Commandments, remember? The first four have to do with who? That's right. Jesus, right? See that? The next six have to do with who? And then you love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbor as who? Here's the third one. You. You want joy? Jesus, others, and you. That's what the fruit of the Spirit is all about. It's all about loving Him, following Him, living for Him. It's all about serving others. Love, joy, peace. Others. Look at it. Look at others. Long-suffering. Gentleness, goodness, just like we did the Ten Commandments. This is not uncommon, guys. It's a theme throughout the Bible. God didn't give us the Ten Commandments so we could earn our way to heaven. He gave us the Ten Commandments, first four, so that we could honor and respect Him. He gave us the next six so that we could know how to treat folk. Amen. Say. The fruit of the Spirit, first three, so that we could have a relationship with God, with Jesus. You understand that? And then the next several. So just like the Ten Commandments, so that we could reach out and have a relationship with other people. Are you understanding better? How important, like we talked about the Ten Commandments, how important of certainly the fruit of the Spirit. But that God's not schizophrenic. He doesn't say one thing over here and something over here. There's a pattern. Yes or no? And then you, faith. It's going to be up to you if you're going to believe. Okay? Now, God will help you, no doubt. That's what the fruit of the Spirit is. But then meekness. You having that strength under control. And then temperance, not out of control living. You understand? But, listen, look back. If, for example, though, you don't believe you matter. If you don't believe you matter and you have value, you're going to have a big hard time loving Jesus, serving Jesus, and you're certainly going to have a hard time loving and serving others. But when you know that you matter, how do I know that I matter? How in the world can you know you matter if you don't have faith, if I don't believe God? It's the foundational thing for my life for me to know that I have value, I matter. He gave His Son for me. He created me His image and His likeness. And then therefore, I can have strength. And I can keep myself under control. And I can make good decisions in my life, all aided by the Spirit. Joy, Jesus, others, and you. Amen? And then finally, the last few minutes, not long, fruit of the Spirit. I'm going to read a passage, Raj, and then we're going to place it up here. I love this passage. We're almost done, but hang in here with me. Y'all right so far? Good. I've been making it, you know, and I'll get better next service, so get my strength back. Here we go. Acts 2, one of my favorite passages. Not just the fruit of the Spirit, but I love this because years ago when I was studying, I saw a correlation. I did. Now, whether you see it or not, that's okay. But I saw a correlation between the fruit of the Spirit and in Acts chapter 2. Because out of Acts chapter 2 have come more crazy things the church has done than I've ever seen in my life. Whereas I think Acts chapter 2 filled with the Spirit is the same fruit of the Spirit that I see in Galatians. It's not a different kind of stuff. Y'all hear me or not? And I would just like to show the early church when the Spirit came, and I want to lay on top of them the fruit of the Spirit in just a moment. I want you to see it, okay? Raj, we'll do our best with it. We'll just read now. Then they that gladly received His word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. So we see they gladly received His word and they were baptized. Let's just keep walking. Don't get lost here. You may be thinking I'm going crazy. I'm not. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. So they continued steadfastly. Keep looking. Love this passage. And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. They feared the Lord. And all that believed were together, and they had all things what? Common. They were together, they had all things common. They sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men, as every man had what? Now here's the question. We just talked about the fruit of the Spirit. And just as we're reading the Acts church, when Peter preached and people came to Christ and the church was born, are you hearing any of the fruit of the Spirit? Just a little bit? Are you hearing just a little bit as you read? Maybe you're going to have to reread a few times and just look at it and see how the fruit of the Spirit is, you know, on display in their lives. And they sold their possessions and goods. They parted them to all men as every man had need. Okay? So we see that. And they, continuing daily with what? One accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. So they continued daily in one accord. Okay? Doesn't that sound sort of like the fruit of the Spirit we just talked about? Keep looking. Praising God, having favor with who? All the people. Sort of sounds like the fruit of the Spirit to me. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So they praised God and they had favor with everyone. And the Lord added to the church such as should be saved. The same Lord that started the church then is the same Lord we serve today who's touching our church and blessing our church. You understand that? And so the same way it happened there, it happens today. Certainly a little differently. A little bit differently. Because Peter stood up, remember? Remember when Peter stood up and he spoke in a language that everybody could understand? You remember that? Could everybody understand in their own language? Does the Bible say that? Yes or no? It says it. Okay? So the word went out. People were all over from all over the world. And he spoke. And I believe the other apostles as well were speaking. And they could hear every man the gospel. Okay? So, and we're still preaching the gospel today. Is that what we do? Sure it is. So, to me, when I look at the fruit of the Spirit, and I see Acts chapter 2, I see the fruit of the Spirit all over Acts chapter 2. And I just want to lay it out for you, and then we're going to be done. Here we go. This is a little different, but I just want you to see it. Here we go. Witnesses to the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit. Would you say them with me? Here's witnesses to the presence of the Holy Spirit in the early church. Let's say them with me. They gladly received God's word. Help me now. Be obedient to the Lord's command. Be steadfast. Fear the Lord. That's all in reverence. Voluntarily serve the Lord. That's what they did. Freely give to the work of the Lord. That's certainly what they did. Continue in unity every day. Praise the Lord regardless. And walk in the favor of the Lord. That's what the early church did. That's what you and I are to do. Now, I want you to see the witnesses. We just talked about them. You just set them with me. And I want you to see how the fruits, again, this is me, seeing this and laying this out. So I ain't saying it's the greatest thing, but this is the way I see the Scripture, and this is what I saw. Witnesses. And don't forget the fruit of the Spirit. They gladly received God's word. What's the fruit? You see that? Yes or no? It's not me making that up. So if I want the power that the early church had, if I want to model what the early church had, guys, I can't fake that. God's going to have to do that. And he says, I will do it. I'm going to give you my Spirit. I'm going to never leave you nor forsake you. I'm going to fill you with the Spirit. You're going to have the fruit of the Spirit. And that's what we need here and you need. Let's look at the next one. They were obedient to the Lord's commands. They followed him in baptism. Is that what they did in the early church? Meekness. I surrender and just humble myself. Strengthen the control. No, I don't need that. I'm good. How about follow the Lord in baptism? How about follow him and his commands and precepts instead of being stubborn like a mule? How about be obedient like a big horse with the bit in your mouth? And that bit is the word of the living God. Okay? They were steadfast. They continued steadfast. That's the word temperance. The early church was not out of control. They didn't live like the devil. They were not out of control. They were steadfast. Thank God we're here today because of them. They feared the Lord. Love. They feared the Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. What is to love God? It's to have no other gods before me. It's to make no idols. It's to not take his name in vain and speak like that of him. It's to keep the Sabbath holy and to keep his day holy. You understand? How do I love God? What does God need out of me? That's what he wants out of you. Love. Sacrifice. Sacrifice your will for his will, your way for his way. Love. Is that what we do in a relationship? Say. Voluntarily serve the Lord. They did. Gentleness. Voluntarily serving the Lord. Kind. Respectful. We work together as a church community. Is that what we do? And when somebody's ugly and it's not kind, I tell you, it just looks horrible, doesn't it? And it feels nasty. Because it's not of the Spirit of God. The early church had this. And by the way, I don't mean to be ugly because I'm not trying to be, but many of these were religious Jews that came to Christ. Okay? And they're like Southerners sometimes, really stubborn. Okay? And yet here's guys that knew the Scriptures and knew the Word, but you know what? They humbled themselves and started following Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and they humbled their spirit like that. That's incredible that this church did that. Amen? So they voluntarily served the Lord. They freely gave to the work of the Lord. That's what? That's goodness. Are you seeing what I see or not in the early church? They continued in what? Is that what they did? Every day they continued in unity. What's our word? How do you get along with somebody? I'm going to tell you the key right here. Be long-suffering. Is that it or not? Okay? You got a job problem, people at work you're not getting along with. Just suffer. If you start to have long suffering, let the Spirit work in you like that, your job's just going to be more delightful for you. Amen? Instead of fighting it all the time. Relationship, family, this is the Spirit of God, certainly in church. Praise the Lord regardless. What's the fruit? No matter what happens, last time I checked, God still lives at my house. Yes or no? No matter what happens, he's in me, the hope of glory. Amen. And that's what they did. They praised the Lord, even though they were being hunted down like dogs and slaughtered. The early church, slaughtered. They were lit up on posts, tied up, and they lit the streets of Rome with flaming Christians. Okay? Crazy Nero. Read about it in your history books. Not just the Bible. Read about it. Crazy joy they had. And they walked in the favor of the Lord. That's what they did. And what's that called? Peace with God. I've got the peace of God. And I'm going to walk in the favor of the Lord. Amen? So, two passages. We talked about passages today that I'm passionate about, that other people are passionate about, that's changed my life. Okay? And you happen to see two of them on display today. You saw the fruit of the Spirit. Okay? And you saw another passage that I dearly love, which is Acts chapter 2. Amen? And the beauty of it is, I think, the two of them go together. So maybe that'll cause you to sort of think a little bit. What about the Spirit? So often today, the Spirit is equated, I'll say it again, with crazy, wild, even kooky. And I reject that. I just don't believe that. I don't believe that's what I see. And that's, I just throw that out to you. You think about it. Amen. Fruit of the Spirit. Are we done, Raj? Close. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. We made it. Boom. All right.